Hey, Morris, how are you doing?
Yeah, great. Good morning, everyone.
So we're talking about a new kind of vacation that has come up recently. It's a micro vacation. Can you tell me a bit more about what that means?
Would love to. It's a concept that's been around forever because many of us have travelled forever, but it's now become a thing. And it's the notion that we take shorter breaks now. Before, when we went on holidays, it was a week long or a month long if we had that long off. And this is really the 2-3 day getaway. And it's called a micro vacation because of that.
What are the benefits of a micro vacation?
Well, lots of benefits for lots of people. From a tourism provider, it allows you to have people when otherwise you might not. So they're really good for midweeks. It allows you to package up things that are very different. So you might give people, because often with these 2 or 3 days, people are looking for something special. They're looking for an exotic place or an adventure or perhaps a winery or something else. So you can package these deals to be short and sharp offerings that maybe get a number of providers together. And also, of course, for people that want these vacations, they're using it firstly, of course, for weekends, which we all have access to, but now increasingly with more people working from home, working flexible hours, able to work from anywhere, all those things being possible now for some people, they're actually using midweek as well. So it's this really nice notion of being able to take a short break, doing something impactful, and then getting back to your normal life.
I think it's lovely just to take a little bit of a break. So why, we can see that this is trending. How big do we think it is?
It's almost touching $5 billion industry in Australia, just these short-term ones, not all of vacation. So these short 2-3 day ones, $5 billion in Australia, which is not to be sneezed at.
And how can we best take advantage of the fact that a lot of people are only going away for a few days at a time?
Albany is so wonderfully poised. I work with a lot of hotel operators around the world, a lot of tourism and hospitality providers. And what I find increasingly is that people want to go to a regional space. They want to go somewhere perhaps they haven't been before, and they want to see and experience things that otherwise they might not have. And these short stays are perfect. You might have seen Atlas in the past. Now, glamping pods are becoming really popular.
Yes.
The upmarket kind of camping. And we can put those, again, with council permission and all the rest of it, of course. But given that that's all okay, we can put them almost anywhere on a rural piece of property. And we can offer really different experiences with that. There are a number of pop-up festivals that are occurring now around local foods and wines in regional towns. Again, structured around this 2-3 day experience. And a whole lot of tourism operators getting together to bring people to a local area. Also, curated micro-adventures are popular. And one thing that's rising around the world is local tour guides. People who live in the area, have lived there all their lives, who maybe have a specialty, who kind of like to visit bakery. You know, that's what they do really well. Or maybe like to play with Lego, or maybe like to go kayaking. In other words, they have this thing that they do anyway, and they'd love to share it with a group of people. There are a number of websites that you can find where you can actually offer those experiences. So you could offer a half day or a 1 day experience to go kayaking with you or to build Lego or to go camping or whatever else it is that you love doing in Albany, but you can offer to other people. So lots of opportunities.
And what are a couple of examples of this in WA?
So there are quite a few. There are lots and lots. If you look up that good old Airbnb, which is not the only provider, but one of the major ones that people look for, they have a relatively new section. It's kind of fanning this, and that is the unique stays. And Albany has quite a few. There is the opportunity to go to Walpole and to experience the wilderness there, and to do a glamping experience. In Margaret River, there are a number of weekend food and wine festivals throughout the year. So there's lots of them already happening, and people are looking for these experiences. So we need to think about what is it that we can offer in the way of accommodation, or maybe working with an accommodation provider, what tourism opportunities are there, and what are the unique things that you like to do around Albany that you could share with other people.
These sound really awesome. I definitely want to check them out more. Thank you so much, Morris.
A pleasure as always. Have a great week, everyone.
Morris Mizzle, a global business futurist. You can find him at www.morrisfuturist.com. This is Albany 783 MMM.